What is going on, universe? It's been like 2 years. I don't think I've posted or did an episode before, like during COVID at all. I might have one or two in there. And just my previous episodes when I first started this thing, you know, I was in a tough place, and I've grown so much from then. And it's really cool to look back on my old episodes and look how much I've changed and I've grown. But it hasn't been easy. I'm not here to talk about the state of the world or the pandemic. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. The negativity, the war, the mass shootings. We almost have to be numb to go about our day because all the negativity that's just thrown our way. It's fed to us, it's bred into us, and it's meant to paint a picture. And the picture isn't always necessarily the truth. Yeah, there's real tragedy out there. Yes, I know it. We've all experienced it. We can see it with our very own eyes. But there is also beauty. There's also beauty to be found in just having a chance to live this life and experience it. Not everybody has the opportunity to listen to a podcast or make a podcast on their phone. And it's important to appreciate those small things that we do have that make the biggest difference. But it's not easy. And this is what this podcast is about. This podcast is about when things get tough, when they get hard, when you feel like you're stuck in a corner, you have nowhere to go. And for some of us, those thoughts turn into something deeper. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, is for those individuals and just for everybody, for myself too. This is a healing exercise for me, and being able to express myself on this platform has been really awe-inspiring. And definitely a big learning experience. As you can see, I'm all over the place a lot of the times, but I'm talking to complete strangers, and I am not good with that. But I got out of my comfort zone, and I'm practicing just conversation, essentially, with myself to strangers. It's not easy. It's hard. It's difficult. There's a lot of retakes, but what's most important is how you're feeling, and how are you going to react in those situations, because we all have been there. Me personally, I've been there too many times to count. Growing up, I was a very sad, suicidal, angry child, and it took me damn near 20 years to understand that that child was the victim. That child didn't ask for any of it, but that child becomes a man. And when you become a man and you want to grow, you have to look your demons in the eye and say, fuck it, enough is enough. The world is an unstable place as is. But when you're stuck in that corner, that's the opportunity to grow. That's the opportunity to fight. I've run the scenario in my head time in and time again. Getting the 9mm out, putting it to the head, feeling the cold, powerful, dark weaponry to my head, and thinking like, man, Aaron, if you just pull this trigger, it would be all over. No more pain, no more suffering, no more loneliness, no more despair. Doesn't that sound nice? You know what? Temporarily, It does. But what about the people that look up to you? What about the people that love you? What about the people that are going far more, that are going through far more worse things than you are? You know what I say? I say, next time you decide to put that gun to your head, don't put it out on you. Point it towards your enemy. That rope that you consider putting around your neck and hanging yourself, save it for the enemy. Save it for the people that want to hurt your family. Save it for the demons. Save it for the invasive thoughts. You are a fighter. You are important, and you matter. If no one else loves you, know that I do. I do, because I know where you've been. I know the feeling firsthand. I've been the child that had his stepdad kill himself. I've been the nephew that had his uncle kill himself. I've been around suicide my whole life. My personal thoughts of suicide started to arise when I was just 11 years old. And I promised myself one day when I was walking home from school, I think I was in fourth grade, walking home from school, and I said, I can't handle life. Now I'm 11 years old. I'm supposed to be playing. I'm supposed to be outside. I'm supposed to worry about Legos and Pokemon. But I just couldn't. I knew something was wrong with me then. And I made myself a promise. I said, you know what? If I don't have a wife, if I don't have a kid, if I don't have a great job by the end of 30 years old, by the time I'm 30 years old, I know I'm going to want to kill myself. And I know that was my template. That was my plan. And up until then, I always used it as a crutch. I said, you know what? Life's getting too hard. I could just end my life and it'll be all over. And that's what would put me to sleep. The idea of ending it all. But I was hurt. I was damaged. I was hating myself for feeling these things, for feeling these emotions, for feeling these thoughts. But then, you know, I started to read, and I started to work out and get into psychedelics and meditation. And I understand everybody has their own path, and everyone has their own way of going about things. But that's what ideally saved my life. I'm 31 years old. Guess what? Still don't have a wife. Still don't have kids. Still don't have a great job. Still tight on money. Still paycheck to paycheck at times. Still broke at times. But I couldn't be happier with who I am as a person. And if I can do it, if I, me, can do it, so can you. When you think about suicide, I say no, absolutely not. No, you fight and you fight and you fight till you can't fight anymore. And when you can't fight anymore, I'm here. I'm here for you, because that's just what it's about. It's about not giving up. You can't give up. You're better than that. And don't feel bad for feeling like you want to give up, because life is miserable at times. We like to paint the picture of eternal happiness, but it doesn't exist in this world, because we are in human nature. We're in Mother Nature. We're in a reality that we don't have control over. So we're always going to be behind. It's about how we react when we get hit in the mouth. It's how we react when shit gets tough. Are you going to be a fighter, or are you going to be a folder? If you continue to fold, you're going to deteriorate your whole sense of being. I just wanted to speak out today for anybody who needed it. And please feel free to message me, contact me, especially if you ever feel like taking your own life. Because I did for a long time, for a very long time. Each and every day, every night, every time I would come home from school, every time I would get taken advantage of when I was younger, every time that things weren't going my way, I didn't know what strength was. I didn't know what discipline was until I decided to fight for my country, until I decided to fight for something bigger than me or you, something more, something meaningful. And when it's over, you're lost because you don't know what to do. You literally been fighting in war zones and fighting for your country, doing such an important job to come back to this, to America. Beautiful country, great opportunities. Are we greatly flawed at times? Yes, we are. Is our political situation a mess? Fuck yes. It's so outdated and antiquated. It needs change. It needs real change. But we can't change the world without you. Stop asking what the world could do for you. Ask what you can do for yourself, then the world. You want to change it? Be that change. I think I just quoted Jocko Willink, Gandhi, and fucking JFK. What a trio of quotes there. I love it. All three savages, all three influential people that I look up to a lot, and there's peace to be found. I'm telling you, there's peace to be found, and that's what it's about. It's peace, and it's balance, and it's living in harmony with one another. And I just wanted to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this. And any feedback would be greatly appreciated. If there's anybody that wants to hop on with me about an episode or anything, I welcome it. And the topics range from anything and everything. MMA, sports, sex, relationships, whatever we want to talk about, we're gonna fucking talk about it. No one's gonna silence us. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your continued fight to be better people. And much love. Be blessed. Be positive. Be strong. And much love. I love you guys.